What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hello and welcome to the Box Score Breakdown. I am your host, William Is Bill, and I'm glad to be back with you guys for another great episode of the Box Score Breakdown presented to you by FanDuel. Now, you can follow us at Ethos Fantasy NBA and at Sports Ethos for all the content you would love to see. And if you have a question for me, you can ask live during the show. We're recording live on X/Twitter and YouTube. You can also hit me up at William Is Bill if you don't get your comment addressed, but I will answer all the questions at the end of the show. So we had a great 9-game slate tonight, championship week possibly. So let's get straight to it like it's nothing to it. A huge day of basketball tonight. Well, for Wednesday night, you're probably listening to this on Thursday. But first game, the Celtics defeated the Warriors 120-99. And the Warriors' season is just going down the drain, you know, with Steph Curry injured. But Draymond Green is playing 13 points, 5 boards, 5 assists, 1 steal, and recently saying he could have had a totally different career if he wasn't in the position he was in to play a certain role. He could have been a much more dominant player. That's just Draymond talking. I do not agree. He made the most out of what he had with his career, you know. Anyway, Gui Santos, 13 points, 5 boards, 3 turnovers, solid. Kristaps Porzingis, 11 points, 5 boards, 2 assists, 2 steals, and 2 blocks is great. You know, last game, he had a dominant game. This game, more, you know, settled down, but the 2 steals and 2 blocks ramp it up for you in category leagues. De'Anthony Melton, tremendous drop-off. You know, last game was incredible, had like 25 points. This one, 5 points. 2 for 9 from the field, 1 for 6 for 3, 1 rebound, 2 assists, 1 steal, and 1 block. So he really crushed you today, especially if you were banking on him, because like I mentioned, as soon as you think you can trust De'Anthony Melton, he does something like this or he misses a game for the rest or injury. So it's a roller coaster with De'Anthony. I just wish he could stay healthy and productive consistently. But if he did, he would be a star player, which he's not. Brandon Popczynski, 10 points, 6 boards, 5 assists, and 1 steal. But he went 1 of 8 from the field. That's horrible. It's killing your percentages. If you had Melton and Popczynski, don't even think about winning this week, basically, on percentages. Off the bench, Gary Payton continues his nice run of games. 14 points, 6 boards, 4 assists, and 4 steals. That's incredible. They may have to start him at the rate he's playing right now. I don't know if they will just because of name recognition, but GP2 is balling right now. Pat Spencer, 14 points, 2 assists, and 1 steal. Will Richard, I mentioned him because he was a guy early in the season, but only 7 points tonight, but he did have 2 steals. For the Celtics, Jason Tatum, he's just steadily rolling, and we're just happy to see him healthy. 24 points, 10 boards, and 1 steal. Almost 50% from the field. You can't complain about anything. You know, he had 4 turnovers, but I'm just happy to see him out there. Nemias Keita, 8 points, 7 boards, and a steal. You wish he had some blocks in there. But Derek White, 11 points, 6 boards, 3 steals, and a block. The 3 steals saved him. Derek White was doing a lot more without Tatum there, so he may be will hurt him in the offensive side of things, but the steals are still going to be there. The rebounds are still going to be there. Jaylen Brown, 32 points. 1 for 4 from 3. So if he would have hit another 2 or 3, he would have had a really nice game. But 32 points, 6 boards, 5 assists, 2 steals. You can't complain about that. 9 for 9 from the free throw line. Incredible game by Jaylen Brown. His run continues. Luka Garza, 15 and 7 off the bench with 3 steals. If he could play like this every night, He'd be giving Mimi Escada a run for his money, but Cada still will have him on the defensive side. Peyton Pritchard, nice game with 19 points, 7 assists, and a steal. That's all you can hope for him. No one else was really productive for the Celtics, but they didn't need to be. You know, the Warriors did not show up at all, missing Moody and Steph, and it's just killing them. No Steph, no victory. Next game, the Thunder defeated the Nets 121-92. Chet Holmgren with a very low-key game in 22 minutes, 11 points, a steal and a block, not much else. But they played the Nets, so you don't have to do much against them. They've been getting blown out left and right. SGA with 20 points, 3 boards, 6 assists, 3 steals. And you have to imagine he played those 26 minutes just to get those 20 points to keep that streak going. Aaron Wiggins, 17-7 with 2 steals. Cason Wallace, 6 points only, but 3 steals and 2 blocks. Love that. AJ Mitchell started, 10 points, 7 boards, and a steal. Not much help off the bench. Isaiah Joe with 13 points and 3 boards and 4 assists. Jared McCain with 26 huge points off the bench. You know, he's going to get plenty of run when you're playing a team like Brooklyn, because when everyone is healthy, they had Cason Wallace, AJ Mitchell, SGA, Isaiah Joe, Alex Caruso, all healthy. Jared McCain normally doesn't play this much, but it was a blowout. So good to see. And we know he can be productive when he plays. He may pass somebody up on this team if he continues playing like this, and he could be the first guy off the bench. First guard off the bench. But yeah, really good game and 2 blocks. You love to see that. I mentioned Kenrich Williams had 9 points, 4 boards, and 5 steals. That's crazy. But you got to throw this game out, really, because it was against the Nets, and they won by almost 30 points. Noah Clowney, he must have gotten banged up because he only played 8 minutes. So we can scratch that. Danny Wolfe, though, 23 minutes, 6 points, 4 boards, 1 steal, and 1 block. And it's really been a disappointment for Danny Wolfe. Not that he should be doing more, but we all just hoped he would with the opportunity, and it just hasn't really shown up. He's been solid to below solid. I think the dream is over. Nick Claxton with 4.6 boards and a block. Drake Powell with nothing. I mean, you have 4 starters scoring under 6 points each. That's crazy. Under 7 points each. So 3, 6, 4, and 3 from 4 starters. That's crazy. Nolan Traore with 13 points, 6 assists, a steal, and 2 blocks. He's the only starter that showed up. Off the bench, Jalen Wilson, 15 points, 5 boards. He should be playing over a lot of these guys anyway. He was productive in his previous seasons, and they've just kind of made him an afterthought. But Chaney Johnson has another good game. This is a guy that came out of nowhere. He's trending on, you know, waivers, and it's like, Chaney Johnson, I can't add him. Like, he's not going to do that again. He did it again tonight. So, you definitely need to bookmark his name. They played everyone on the team tonight. So, like, all 14 players played for the Nets. And Chaney Johnson was the third leading scorer. And he tied for the most minutes played. So, if they're going to play him, you can consider using them. 12.7 boards, 3 assists, and a steal. Nice all-around game. Great percentage, 5-for-6. And that's 2 games in a row. So that's a guy you can look out for. The talent is not really here for the Nets. Josh Minot played 17 minutes, had 9 points and 3 steals. But it's no rhyme or reason to anything the Nets are doing. So even if you add Chaney Johnson, next game he could get a DMP. But it's just a name you should look out for. And Oche Agbaji did have 10 points. And Tyson Etienne had 9 points, but not much else. So stay away from the Nets if you can, but it's always nice to bookmark a new guy that is in the rotation. Next game, the Blazers defeated the Pacers 127-119. Tumani Kamara with 17 points and a steal. Jeremy Grant, terrible game. 32 minutes, only 8 points and 3 boards. That's not like him, but he went 3-for-11 from the field. That's going to kill you. Denny Avdija finally had a bounce back game. 32 points, 11 boards, 5 assists, and a block. That's the Denny we saw before All-Star and we want to see him back. So, you know, the Blazers are 34-36. We'll see if they can continue to make some noise. Donovan Clingan, another dominant game. 28 points, 13 boards, a steal and two blocks. You cannot ask for more than that. I love the run he's been on, and he's been dominant. I mean, there's nothing else you can say about that. That's what we wanted to see. No one off the bench scored double figures, but Scoot had 9 points, five assists, and a block. Chris Murray, 8-4-4. And that was about it. For the Pacers, and you know, these are just two bad teams, but the Blazers have a much better record. But Jalen Slauson, another guy who you may not know, seen him, his name trending. He started, played 37 minutes. You have to consider adding him. 17 points, 7 boards, 4 assists, a steal, and 3 blocks. And this was supposed to be Johnny Furphy's area to shine at the end of the season. You know, he was ramping up and he just got hurt and was out for the year. But that would have been nice. But now we have guys like Jalen Slauson, Kobe Brown, you know, Talon Peter playing for the Pacers. But Jalen Slauson's picked up that role. Keep an eye out on him. Jairus Walker with 10-7 with the steal and the block. Avika Zubac, nice game with 18 points, 8 boards, and a block. Very nice to see. It was thoughts that he might not play the whole season, but I don't think the Pacers want to get fined or potentially lose a draft pick for resting him for no reason. And as you see, they could still play him and lose, so everything is fine. TJ McConnell with 7 points and 10 assists with 5 boards. And as long as he's playing, you can get those assists from him. He was a questionable mark coming into the game because of an illness or a calf, but he still played 20 minutes. It was no reason to play him, but if you use him, you got those 10 assists. Aaron Nesmith, 15 points and a steal. Jay Huff, 11 points and a block. And his value is going down the drain if Ivica Zubac plays every game. Ben Shepherd, 10 points, a steal and a block. Quentin Jackson, 13 points, 6 assists, 2 steals. And Talon Peter with 10 points and a steal. And this Pacers team is not much different than the Nets, other than they have more talent, but it's still a crap show. Next game, the Raptors defeated the Bulls 139-109. Brandon Ingram and Scottie Barnes had 18 each. Ingram had 5 boards, 4 assists. Barnes had 7 boards, 3 assists, and a steal. Jakob Poeltl continuing his nice games, 17-8 with a steal and a block. Quickly, only 10 points, but has 7 assists and 2 steals. And RJ Barrett with 23 points, 4 boards, 2 assists, and a block. Sandro Mamukbelele with 17 huge points off the bench, 4 boards, 5 assists, and a steal. And Jacoby Walter with 18 points, 4 boards, and 1 assist, and 1 block. Nice game from Jacoby. Everyone played in this one. Not everyone was productive, though. I wish Grady did.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage 1. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers.
I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1.
Medications require eligibility and prescription. Patients on 15 milligrams of tirzepatide had an average of 21% weight loss in a 72-week clinical trial when paired with diet and exercise. First month as low as $25 with a 12-month MedPlus plan. Does not include the cost of GLP-1 medications.
Dick would have gotten more minutes. Only 10 minutes. He's truly out of favor for this team. They played everyone. They played Jonathan Mogbo. They played Garrett Temple 7 minutes. Trace Jackson Davis 5 minutes. But still, Grady Dick could only get 10. For the Bulls, who were blown out, Jalen Smith started 10 points, 4 boards, and a steal. Montyus Bozelas, 19-7 with 2 steals and a block. Leonard Miller with 13-4. Trey Jones and Josh Giddey, not much. Surprising game from Giddey with only 9 points, 3 assists, and a steal. 4-13 from the field. Just wasn't connecting tonight. Colin Sexton with 14-5 assists with a steal. Rob Dillingham, 15-4 assists with a block. And I think you can trust Rob Dillingham right now. You know, there's no Jaden Ivey. So there's no real need to be starting Trey Jones, but they're doing it. We'll see what happens. But Rob Dillingham is a sneaky player for deeper leagues for sure. Next game, the Timberwolves blew out the Jazz 147-111. You don't see too many games where they score 147 points. That's crazy. For the Jazz, Filipowski with only 7 points is still in the block. Cody Williams, 7 points, 5 boards, and a steal. But here's where the points came from the Jazz. 41 points from Bryce Sensabaugh. 41, you heard me right, 41 points, 4 boards, 3 assists, and a steal. And we know he's a scoring machine, but he truly went off tonight. 17-31 from the field. And that's just a sign that there's no Keontae George, no Lauri Markkanen. So many guys out, but he went off. Isaiah Carter with 14 points, 6 assists, and 3 steals. Ace Bailey with 17 points, 2 assists, 2 boards, and a block. And he was the second leading scorer on the team. Only 3 players in double figures for the Jazz. That is truly embarrassing. There's not even anyone I need to mention off the bench. I mean, Anderson Garcia had 8 rebounds and 2 blocks, but who is Anderson Garcia? Nobody knows. No disrespect. But for the T-Wolves, Julius Randle, 21 points, 8 assists, and 4 steals. Jaden McDaniels, 17 points and still in the block. Rudy Gobert, 21-12 with a steal and 2 blocks. Dante DiVincenzo, 9 points, 7 assists, and a steal. Ayo Dosunmu had a really nice game with 23 points, 9 boards, 6 assists, 3 steals. Love that. Off the bench, Bones Highland with 18 points and 3 boards. Kyle Anderson, 8-6 assists with a steal. Everyone played. Not everyone was productive. Joan Berenger did have 7 rebounds and a block in 9 minutes. That's very productive right there. And if you're not familiar, you're listening to the Box Score Breakdown presented to you by FanDuel. Through Sports Ethos, we do the recaps of the games Monday through Friday, myself and Tim Woodson. And if you love to hear the recaps, please give us a follow, like, subscribe, ask us questions on Twitter or YouTube. We're recording live. I will get to your questions at the end of the show. I'm not ignoring you. Send them through. And after us, Doc and Brew will be back with more thorough, in-depth analysis of your fantasy situations. But for now, let's finish this box score recap. Next game, the Pelicans defeated the Clippers 124-109. Kawhi was back in this one after missing the last game. 25 points, 8 boards, and 2 steals. John Collins with 18-7 with a block. Derrick Jones Jr. not productive at all, but did have 2 steals. Brook Lopez 11-5-4. And Darius Garland with 13-6 assists with a steal. Off the bench, Isaiah Jackson with 10-6 with a steal and a block. And Jordan Miller with 13 points and 2 steals. No one else was really productive. But as of now, the backup big two, Brook Lopez is Isaiah Jackson. They have a back-to-back. Look out and see if Brook Lopez will play in the back-to-back. You know, they are 34-35. They do have something to play for. But we will see about that. Then for the Pelicans, Herb Jones, 5 steals. That's all I'm going to mention. He didn't do much else, but 5 steals is very impressive. Zion with 14-4 with a block. Trey Murphy with 23 points, 7 boards, 5 assists, 3 steals, and a block. I wish he could do this every game. He would be an all-star consideration. DeJounte Murray, 17-11 assists with 4 boards and 1 steal. Great game by DeJounte. Sadiq Bey stepped it up again, 25 points, 5 boards, 4 assists, and 2 steals. Just when you thought he was gone, there he comes right back. Carlo Mack goes 9-8 with a block. Derek Queen, 14 points and a steal. Jeremiah Fears, 11 points and 3 assists. For the next game, the Hawks defeated the Mavs, 135-120. Onyeka Okongwu with 12-9. Unfortunately, no blocks, but he did have 4 assists. Jalen Johnson, almost another triple-double with 17-11-9 with 2 steals. CJ McCollum, the leading scorer for the Falcons. The Hawks, 24 points, 7 assists, 2 steals. Nikhil Alexander-Walker with 22 points, 2 steals and a block. Dyson Daniels, 19-6-4 with 2 steals. You gotta love that 4 starters with 2 steals each for the Hawks. They are not the Falcons. They are the Lemon Pepper Hawks. All right, on the bench, Corey Kispert with 10 points and 3 boards. Kuminga, 16 points, 5 boards, and a steal, and a 90-foot toss into the basket. It was an incredible highlight. He meant for it to be a pass, but he shot it, and he made it. But anyway, no one else was really productive for this team, and we'll just have to see if they're being easy on Kuminga, if he's going to keep himself in this bench role. Was Zachary Richesay, who had 5-6 with the steal and the block. For the Mavs, P.J. Washington with 23 points, 9 boards, 2 blocks. Cooper Flagg, 17-6-5 with 2 steals and 2 blocks. Love that. Max Christie, 13-5 turnovers. But 4-6 from the field. Nembhard started, 8 points, 12 assists. You gotta love that. If they're gonna lock him in as the starter, you can trust him with assists, just like you can trust TJ McConnell when he's playing big minutes. Daniel Gafford with a huge game off the bench with 24 points, 8 boards, and 1 block, and he was questionable coming in. A lot of people benched him, including myself. I wasn't sure he was going to play, but he did. 9-10 from the field. It's crazy. 6-7 from the free throw line. One of the best games of Daniel Gafford's year. Klay Thompson with 17 points and a steal. And no one else was really productive. Next game, the Nuggets lost to the Grizz. Wait. What? The Grizz defeated the Nuggets 125-118. And Jamal Murray and Jokic both played. Yeah, it's any given Wednesday, I guess. For Jokic, 29 points, 14 boards, 9 assists, 1 steal, 3 blocks. Incredible game, right? Yes, but he did have 10 turnovers. So technically he had a triple-double in the bad way, 29-14 and 10 turnovers. But that's a lot of turnovers. That's unusual, but he still almost had a triple-double. Cam Johnson, 20 points, 6 boards and a steal. Jamal Murray, 19-8 with 12 assists. Great game. Only 1 turnover. Christian Brown, huge game, 26 points, 7 boards, 5 assists, and 4 steals. One of the best games of his career. Only Tim Hardaway was in double figures off the bench with 11, but he shot horribly, 3 of 12 from the field. That is 25%. That's not going to help you in your fantasy situations. For the Grizz, who stepped it up, Omax, 19 points, 2 steals. Cedric Kara, 15-7 and 1 steal. G.G. Jackson, 16-6 with 2 blocks. Dana Wells, 11-5. Ty Jerome, 21-9-9 with 1 block. That is an incredible game by Ty Jerome, almost a triple-double. And Taylor Hendricks off the bench with 13.6 steals and 3 blocks. That is 9 stocks, ladies and gentlemen. That's insane. That would win you a week. Great game by Taylor Hendricks. He's better than Omax, like I've told you before. He should be starting, but he still played 24 minutes. You can use that. Last and final game, the only game that ran late, was the Lakers defeating the Rockets, 124-116. LeBron with a huge performance. They were saying he was the third option a few too many times, and he said, okay, I'm done with this. Went 13-14 from the field with 30 points, 5 boards, a steal and a block. He still got it. DeAndre Ayton with 16-4 with 3 blocks. Love that. Marcus Smart did have 2 steals, but not much else. Luka Doncic, 40 points, 9 boards, 10 assists, and a steal. Almost a tremendous triple-double. Just needed one more rebound. Austin Reaves with 14 and 8 assists with a block. But Luka for 49 and 10. And LeBron with 30 and 5, but it's still a block. You're going to win just about every time that happens. Off the bench, Rui had 8 points and a block. No one else was really effective. And for the Rockets, KB, 18 points and 6 boards, 4 assists, 2 steals. Did not want to or could not match LeBron's 30. Jabari Smith with 18, 5, and 4. Tari Eason, 10 points, 6 boards, a steal and a block. Alperen Sengun with 27 and 10 assists with 4 boards and a steal. Amen Thompson, 26 and 11 with 2 steals. And Reed Shepard with 11 points and 2 steals off the bench. So that's our 9-game recap. Let's go over the players of the night, and then I'll get to your questions. From the Warriors game, Jaylen Brown with 32 and 6. SGA, 26 and 3 steals. Chaney Johnson, 12 and 7. Remember the name. Donovan Klingon with 28 and 13. With multiple blocks. Jalen Slauson, 17 and 7 with 3 blocks. RJ Barrett, 23. Matas Buzelis, 19 and 7. Bryce Hensabaugh with the 41-point performance. Ayo Dosunmu, 23 points, 9 boards, 6 assists, 3 steals. Kawhi being back with 25 and 8. Trey Murphy, 23, 7 and 3 steals. TJ McCollum, 24 and 7 assists. Daniel Gafford, 24 and 8 boards. Jokic, 29, 14 and 9, even though he had the 10 turnovers. Ty Jerome, 21, 9 and 9. Luka Doncic, 40 points, 9 boards, 10 assists. I'll mention LeBron with his 30 points as well and 5 boards. And Alperen Sengun with 27 points and 10 assists. So that is your 9-game recap. What a night of basketball. Are you guys still in it? Have you been eliminated? Do you need this week to win it all? Stay tuned to at Sports Ethos and at Ethos Fantasy NBA. We bring you all the latest breaking news on X and on the website at Sports Ethos. So everything you need to find is there. And once again, this is the Box Score Breakdown presented to you by FanDuel. I'm your host, William Harris, a.k.a. William Is Bill. Give us a like, follow, subscribe, no comments. So until next time, we're out of here. Peace. Good luck in your game. See ya.